going through when I went, being checked into what was termed Graham County Jail at the time, after they asked me to sit down and wait till everybody's checked in, I've got six officers in front of me. And they say, okay, what's this about? And I says, well, do you have a bona fide claim to hold me? We have a contract with Safford. That's the federal prison I was in. I said, am I a party to that contract? This guy was pretty good. He goes, you an attorney? Offering, counteroffer. Offer, counteroffer. I says, no. Not a good question to respond to that way, but, you know, I was just beginning. That was
Do
my
I
first...
need to be an attorney to ask questions?
So, you know, at that time, I didn't understand these this was back in 2004 when I just got going in this stuff. I've been studying for a couple of years, and I said, well, party time. Let's see what I can do. Pretty soon, it denigrated down into, if you don't get your, I'll use butt, don't get your effing butt over against that wall, we're going to force you and taser you. And I says, are you, and very calmly, are you threatening me? Not a smart aleck way either. He says, no, 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 no. And pretty soon they were like, look, come on, man, we got to put you in the cell, man. And I was really lost. I didn't know what to say. So like a good debtor, I got up and walked back to the cell with him.
Don't you have better accommodations?
No, I didn't. And I tell you what. Now, when I left that place 2 months later with some unique fun in between, it was very interesting because they says, Hall, roll up, and a sheriff takes me out, and there's two federal guards that I saw from the compound who knew me, I knew them. And this sheriff just left me in this area of the sheriff's station with these two guys sitting across the wall, and he leaves and walks away, and so I'm just standing here. Now look at them. Look at the clock. They're not saying a word, and I'm not saying a word. I didn't realize they need something that causes them to get jurisdiction over me. They had given up jurisdiction. Brandon even proved that when the forestry may have arrested Brandon. He showed him ID, but when he went to Kern County, jurisdiction was broken. They can't just turn him over. So I hadn't realized at that time. So I stood there for probably all of 5 or 6 or 7 minutes without a word, which seemed like forever. And then pretty soon I said, what are y'all waiting on? They said, oh, we're waiting on a phone call. 10 seconds later, he got up, went out someplace, made like he followed me, come back. He said, okay, let's go. And I tried to, you know, recoup, and it wasn't until later that I realized my mistake. Another time in going through transferring with the BOP.
Now, wait. What was his mistake? He accosted them.
Accost means to speak to first without being spoken to or greet without being greeted. Because I have a friend that I taught some of this language. He was outside of an Orange County. We want to teach you to talk a little. Standing outside of a drug rehab building in Orange County, about 30 guys. They're obviously all felons from the drug house building. A police car pulls up with two officers in it. And the officer on the passenger side says, you, come here. And my friend says, now he's going to try this, and he says, why are you accosting me? And the officer says, I told you to get over here. My friend says, may I see some identification? Offer, counteroffer, offer, counteroffer. The officer responds, this car and this uniform is identification enough, just an offer. And my friend says the classic one, are you refusing to identify yourself? You'll hear that with every one of them. Are you refusing to do what I told you? Just an offer. And the officer looked at a different one and says, you come here. And that guy got up, went over against the car, patted him down, asked him some questions, sent him back to the herd. What did 28 guys see? Because my friend went into the drug halfway building, and when he got inside, he asked, the counselor says, what's all that about? He explains it, and the counselor says, you got a lot of balls. And pretty soon, when the police got done with that guy, they walked into the building. Now, you know that those 29 guys were going, oh, man, he's in trouble. right? And by the time the story gets back or another hour goes by, they went in and shot him and drew and quartered him, you know, or something. So that the officers come in, they say to the counselor, "Who's that?" Counselor says, "Do you have reason to believe he committed a crime?" "No." "Then I'm not at liberty to give you any information." Next time a police officer, you're walking along the sidewalk and "Hey, you, come here. Why are you accosting me? I told you to come here." "We can do it the easy way or the hard way." "Are you threatening me? May I see some identification?" And the game is on. Now, remember, I told you, contracting is acts and signs. So I'm going through Oklahoma one time, and this is what you're going to do. So we'll come back to that in a moment. I'm going through Oklahoma transfer station one time. I'm in the line. It's time for me to come up to the camera. And the guard's sitting over there in the thing, and the camera's over here, and we're all lined up here. And so guard says, "Get your ass up there." And I says, "I won't be availing myself of your services today." Wrong thing, but I mean, that's something we try. You know, that's why I was just starting out. He says, "I told you." And of course, everybody's kind of like, you know, stepping back, you know, because we got something going on here. So he says, "Get your..." And I says, "By what authority?" And he gets louder and I says, "Are you threatening me?" And he gets up on the desk. "You go to Colorado, threatening you." I says, "By what authority?" Now I'm just standing here real still, etc. And he comes out from behind that desk, comes roaring up in my face, and I'm holding still, saying, "Oh man, I'm gonna get cracked." You know, but if I go like this to block, isn't that a sign to fight? I'm in big trouble. He knows I'm just going to, you know, he knows I'm not going to swing at him. You got to be a nut to be swinging at a guard. You know what? Hitting him doesn't feel as good as doing 5 more years in prison's going to feel, right? So don't touch those guards. Don't even think about it. They're good public servants. So he comes right up in my face and says, "Could you please step over here, sir?" Like from Hyde to Jekyll in a nanosecond. And I said, "Why, sure. I have never found them less than doing their job. If you put your hands up or you..." I just put my hands up. That's a sign to fight, remember?
Let me break in for just one second, because there's an important lesson here. Who is the creditor in the contract? The requestor. Very important. The guard was demanding. The guard was not equal to equal. He was using authoritative position to Gordon until when Gordon totally was neutral and the guard came up, he went, "Would you please go up there?" Did he not change from aggressor and demandor to requestor? Because he was given courtesy to the other party. The guard just became a creditor. What did Gordon do to respond? Out of honor, he fulfilled the obligation, so he was a counter-requestor. And they're at an arm's length, because going up to the bark was just the thing, the tool. It was neither good nor was it bad.
Just like Brandon says, it's an event. So, neutral event. Long and the short, I step in, he locks me in a little cell right there, and for 15 hours, they can't get me in the building because I didn't give authority till like next morning after like every 40 minutes, they got somebody in my face, and I'm having a lot of fun. And it's going to get interesting. I don't know what would have happened after 2.5 days of it. I think it would have really been really interesting to see if they could have held me, because
I want to share what, because you just brought up that the creditor is the requestor. The noun, request, you know what it means? The act of as king. The act of asking.
Remember, when you break down asking, as and king, as is defined in the capacity of. So asking is in the capacity of king. That's the way we do it.
In Scripture, doesn't it say the three actions? Ask, and it'll be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find.
Knock, and it'll be open.
Knock, and it'll be open. Those are your three creditor positions. And they're all actions. They're not passive.
If you don't ask, they can't say yes. It's so cool. It's all contracting. And I'm giving you some examples to understand. It's like what Brandon told you. You've got that circle. Here's a neutral event. That officer's up in your face. You're fully expecting, and I talked to a lot of people, they will beat you down. I always say, are you sure?